The Lord's sweetest blessings be with you this morning, YouTube family. Well, it's been kind of a frustrating 3 days for me, waiting for the Lord to speak and really give us a substantial message. I have to admit, I got angry with him. Frustrated and angry. The angry bride. Not a pretty sight. And it was hard, you know, several of those days, you know, waiting 8 hours and nothing would, you know, no message, nothing would come up. And I felt for you because I thought, well, you guys are going to be looking forward to a message from the Lord, and I really don't have a lot to share with you, just a little bit here and there. But this morning he broke through all of that and he explained some of the reasons why he's been so quiet. So I'm going to go ahead and begin with the worship that we had, which was beautiful. It was amazing worship. Thanks to our dear friend Elizabeth in Germany, who sent me some music. I was introduced to Freddie Haler and his amazing anointed songs. Really beautiful. And just listening to the music, the heavens opened even before worship formally began, and the throne of the Father was before me. I ran to him like a little 5-year-old that hadn't seen her grandpa in months. I just flew into his arms, and I stretched my little arms around his neck and just held on to him for dear life. I worshipped and worshipped and worshipped. Jesus came to stand beside me on my right. He became visible, and I launched into his arms, just sobbing and sobbing for having been angry with him, for being so quiet, today being the fourth day of which he finally broke the silence. I cried for having presumed that I, a mere creature, could pass judgment on God and imagine that I have cause to be angry. Oh, the depths of my pride, it rivals Lucifer. But Jesus is all tender and meek and forgiving, eager to help me understand and repent. He's so amazing. He began to speak. It's so easy to be misunderstood. That's why the very first night of the 3 nights, I told you, be patient. And aside on this, and you see this is a fast offering, not hearing from Jesus so others can. We offer up the consolation of hearing from him. He in turn takes our offering and appears to a Muslim man in a dream, and the man is converted. Or if you're struggling to hear him, you may all of a sudden have a breakthrough, because others who are offering up their consolations to him or waiting patiently for him to return to the normal state of communication that we're used to. So it is an offering, a fast offering. And the Lord began this time by saying, on the very first night of these 3 nights, when he didn't have a lot to say, he told me to be patient. I'm not good at that, in case you hadn't guessed. Anyway, he continued, it's not easy watching my bride agonize over my coming, watching other souls on the verge of a critical decision, having to juggle both situations. This is not easy. And I know you, my bride, are suffering for this, and I need your suffering. Yes, this is a cross, and it will only be over when it's over. In the meantime, I sympathize with your suffering, even your anger. I know, I know, I know. Oh, how I know how hard this waiting is. Going back to worship when we began, I've spent the first 30 minutes crying and repenting of my anger with the Lord for leaving us all hanging without a substantial word every night. I was so angry, and he had appeared to me in armor before a stormy sky for the last 3 days. Just as he appears in that illustration of him holding his bride in the boat, and it was obvious he'd been on the battlefield. I've been angry for days because he wasn't giving us a teaching and wouldn't let me do one either. His whole mood has been different, so quiet, close, yet pensive and distant, yet soaking up all the love I wanted to lavish on him, and he being very loving to me. He began again. In the midst of this emotional storm, I'm praying for your perseverance, Claire. You must be an example. You must keep their hope up and teach them the same lessons of patience I am teaching you. Patience. Yes, much patience is necessary. Right now, much hope and much patience. Don't grow discouraged. Don't grow weary. There are yet many battles to face. Wow, when he said that, I thought, oh no, don't tell me we're going to be here longer. Then he answered my thought, and he said, there can be many battles in a very short time. Like now, you are in a battle for your faith, hope, and perseverance. These are fierce battles. Don't think just because it's calm on the outside, it's calm on the inside. You know what you've been going through. So are my other brides going through many of the same things you are suffering. These are apparent contradictions. Even as my apostles suffered, yet they stood firm to the end, even as you will. So get up, my bride, and prepare for my coming, but stand strong in the face of the storms which are being leveled against each of you in your own sphere. Each in your own way, each of you are in a storm, and it's all about faith. Stand, I say, stand. I am with you. But you must be patient until my coming for you. Would it do any good to say soon? Of course not. But you know by the weather the storm is in its final stages, and you're being groomed for heaven. What does my word say? When you've done all, stand? Yes, stand in the face of raging winds arrayed against you. Lord, I am so sorry for being angry with you. I have forgiven you, my bride. You aren't the only one, he said with a twinkle in his eye as he looked out over the YouTube audience. Many of my brides have grown impatient with me, but if I did not need your backup, I wouldn't have allowed this suffering. Because you are still with me, offering your prayers for the lost, I am harvesting much fruit here in this nation and abroad. You will not know just how productive you've been until you're here with me. So now I tell you, there is but a short way to go, but it's going to get stormy. Stay on board. Don't fall into despair and jump overboard. You have all come so far. The devils are filled with wrath for you who have grown deeply intimate with me. He will attack this channel, but you stand on truth. Stand on the truth you've experienced in your own hearts and do not give way to illusions or clever arguments. Follow your heart and protect what I have sown in it. This is why I say things will get stormy, but there's only one whom you have to please. That's me. So stand in courage and strength and turn a deaf ear to detractors, lest you lose what you have gained for eternal life. Time is growing shorter and shorter and shorter, and so you will notice things will be just as they are in the song I gave you, Claire. Yes, that song is prophetic, to give all my brides a reference point and a firm handle on the flow of events. I admonish you, my loved ones. Songs are not just for entertainment, but they also carry a message of hope to strengthen you when the storm is about to overwhelm you. I did not impart that song to her that it should gather dust on a shelf. It has important messages for now, and after you are gone, for your loved ones. Please revisit it and leave it behind for others. It is anointed to restore hope to those left behind. So now I have told you a secret. I suffer the wait with you. If I did not need you to be vigilant and waiting, even to the point of frustration and anger. If I did not need that, I would not have required it of you. This is Simon's cross. Will you carry it? I impart the strength and hope now. Receive it into your hearts as you hear these words. Carry it with me. Will you? I love you all to distraction, and I long for those quiet moments when I can draw you to my heart and we can exchange our love. Even you, my brothers, just as John reclined on my heart, I long for you to recline there, drinking in the consolation of our very pure love for one another. When the mountains
For your love will not be shaken in the storm. When we're shattered to the core in the dreaded crypt of war, our hearts